Let's get back to basics. As I open my phone each morning, I am constantly assailed by promotions for Christian videos. 10 steps to reach the unsaved. 7 steps to grow your church. 5 steps to find the lost sheep. Each presenter competing with each other to claim your attention. What is it with steps? If I add all these steps together, that's 22 steps. How could you remember them all? The Apostle Paul, speaking to the Corinthian church in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 1 or 2, reveals the Father's solution to this question. And I, brethren, when I came to you, did not come with excellence of speech or of wisdom, declaring to you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. Verses 4 and 5 continue. And my speech and my preaching were not with persuasive words of human wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not be in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Here you see that balance between the truth of the scriptures and the demonstration or manifestation of the power of God. Paul taught the simplicity of Christ crucified, salvation, remission of sin, redemption, and justification. I would presume that he taught them of the new birth and receiving the Holy Spirit, because he then went on to demonstrate or manifest the power of the Holy Spirit as God willed. I am not a teacher. There are many wonderful teachings on the simplicity of the crucifixion and the new birth. Can I encourage you to both find them and meditate upon them, and indeed share them with those that are hungry for righteousness. But as Paul says, these truths were to stand alongside the demonstration of the power of the Spirit, and this grabs my attention. I have met many brothers and sisters in Christ who tell me, oh, they'd love to demonstrate the gifts of healings, great works of faith, workings of miracles, receive words of knowledge, words of wisdom, speak in tongues and interpret, prophesy in the church and discern spirits. I say, it's available, but as he wills. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 11. I then ask them if they praise and worship the Father in tongues much, as that is a spiritual demonstration that by grace we can stop or start at will. Now, that's their business, not mine. I only know that as I praise him in tongues, out of a heart of love for him, it doesn't make the Father do anything for me. It doesn't automatically force him to flow through me. It doesn't change him. But miraculously, it changes me in my renewed mind. I am so full of thankfulness and joy that should the Holy Spirit whisper to me to speak in tongues and interpret in the church, I am ready. Should he whisper a word of knowledge to me, I am ready to speak it out. If he whispers that I should lay hands on the sick, then by the gifts of healing, they will be healed. Not by my power. That your faith should not be in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Oh, can I encourage you to spend time with the Father, to praise him in the Spirit. Expect his power to flow through you as you meet those hungry for righteousness and share Christ crucified with them, just as Paul with the Corinthian church. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 13 states, "For by one Spirit we are all baptized into one body. Our Father has no favorites. The same spiritual power that flowed through the Apostle Paul can flow through you. If this message has blessed you, please contact us at spiritword.org or message us on WhatsApp at +353 8961 462 45. Have a glorious day.